storms going. With a lot of moisture in place, morning sunshine is able to generate daily thunderstorms. Tops near 90 with the early sun. Clouding over, though, throughout the day. Heat indices could get as hot as near 100. More of the same Thursday. More of the same Friday. Morning low 70s. Afternoons east stay near 90. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come to the Slidell Gun and Knife Show July 17th and 18th to see thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns, plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, July 17th, 9 to 5. Sunday, July 18th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center Slidell.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at Liberty or Lockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right. Well, welcome back. Another Thursday. Here we are. I'm Huck.
And I'm Dave, and we got him in the right order now.
All right. So we have a great show for you today. Every Thursday, 5 p.m., you can see us and hear us at Liberty or Lockdown.live on Facebook, or you can go to the WGSO.com and go to Thursday, scroll down to 5 p.m., and you can listen to our audio. Real quick, we have a couple of public service announcements. This Friday, tomorrow, 5:30 p.m., the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans will be honoring Representative Ray Garofalo because he put a bill before the House, to ban critical race theory, and we know what happened with that. He was removed from the Education Committee. Oh my, can you imagine? We are trying to help to restore our education in Louisiana, and the education, he gets removed from the Educational Committee because he wants to ban critical race theory.
Well, some people are looking for something to get offended at. Okay, he did say something that it probably wasn't the best way to phrase it. He said he wanted to expose the good, the bad, and the ugly of slavery, and somebody said there is no good. And he said, yeah, okay, you're right, I agree. But that one little slip, that's what led to him being removed from being on the Education Committee.
Yeah, but even it's not really a slip. I honestly don't think he should have backpedaled and said, yeah, okay, because that's not what he was referring to begin with. So when he backpedaled, he made him sound like he was wrong. He was saying it the wrong way. But what he was really saying was, let's have a conversation about the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And in life, every situation, whether it's hard, good things come from it.
Yeah,
and that's a fact. I mean, you could lose a child, and even through that process, God will sift you.
Yeah.
And then the better part of you comes out.
Oh yeah.
So that whole thing about slavery being good is not what Garofalo said. So we will be honoring him tomorrow at 5:30 at Andrea's Restaurant, and our listeners are welcome to attend. You can just RSVP me at WRCN. WRCNO 2016 at gmail, and it's $47 at the door, 5:30 to 8 p.m.
And what's the address again?
That's Andrea's Restaurant in Metairie.
Be there!
I love it. All right. Well, we have some new COVID stats for you, huh, Dave?
Yeah. The news media are just trying to make us absolutely panic. And they said, we've got this terrible thing going on and, people are dropping like flies. No, they're not. The lowest numbers that we had were just before the 4th of July weekend. And they started going up. You know, it's interesting. All of the numbers started going up all over the place the day we got back from the 4th of July weekend. It almost makes me believe in conspiracy theories. But the number of positive tests has gone up a bit. It was, when the governor originally put the standard about you have to wear masks, he said if you have more than 100 positive tests per 100,000 population, you have to wear masks. When it finally dropped under 100 per 100,000, okay, he relieved the mask requirement. Now, the number of positive tests in Orleans Parish, remember the comparison was per 100,000. Orleans Parish has about 11 per 100,000 as compared to 100 per 100,000. Jefferson has just under 12 per 100,000. And the state of Louisiana has just under 14 per 100,000. So Louisiana is seven times lower than his standard was. Jefferson and Orleans are about nine times lower than his standard. And nationwide, the whole country had about 275,000 positive tests on January the 16th. And now it's at about 20,000, which is a 92% decrease. Okay, so the positive tests have begun going back up some. Does that mean people are dropping like flies? No. The death rate has not increased. I would encourage you to go to libertyorlockdown.live, click on the link that says more, and then Mr. Prentice, you can see graphs of these numbers, and the number of deaths in Orleans Parish is about one out of every 7 days, and that's with 391,000. So if you go for the number per 100,000, it'd be about one person dying every 21 days. Jefferson, one person about every 28 days. So people are just not dying. That would tell me that if the statistics are correct, that there are more positive tests, then it's just not that serious. It's basically continuing to be a flu-like illness, and very few people that get this die. Now, the news media have made a big deal, and they said out of all of the people that died in Orleans and Jefferson recently, not one of them has been vaccinated. Yeah, how many have died in Orleans and Jefferson? Two people in the last month. So, okay, maybe they hadn't been vaccinated. But we keep hearing from the pro-choice side, they say, my body, my choice. Okay, if I don't feel like getting vaccinated and I'm not endangering you, why should I be forced to be vaccinated?
You shouldn't. The Gestapo doesn't have the authority to force anyone to be vaccinated, nor do they have the authority to pump fear into people to go run and get vaccinated. And all of this is going to all be brought to the light, let's just say that. And it is being brought forward. Everything that's going on is being exposed.
Well, now I'm going to shift gears and speak as a Christian. I believe the Bible. I believe every word of the Bible. I think in the book of Revelation, there's going to be a time where people are forced to obey the government to the point where you'll have to agree to worship somebody. We're not at that point.
No, we're not. I agree with you, too, on that.
We're several steps before that where you're going to be forced in order to buy and sell, to go into a store, you're going to be forced to comply with the government requirement, even though you're not hurting anybody.
And we've already seen that because that happened under the mask mandates. I personally was nearly arrested four times for going into CVS, Best Buy, a nail shop, and one other place for not wearing a mask, although I am medically exempt according to the seven medical exemptions on John Bella. But that's funny because they don't apply to those seven exemptions. But you better put your mask on.
Right.
But don't look at the entire mandate, right?
Well, I've heard in the last few days Orleans Parish may reimpose a mask mandate. Orleans Parish has only got 11 positive tests per 100,000 people. That's not enough to justify remasking and shutting things down.
No, it's not. Absolutely not. And so I just want our listeners to know, please don't, you know, operate out of fear. A lot of people that listen to us are Christians, and you know, that's not what we do. We pray.
Yeah.
We pray. And fear is not of God. And so we have to remember that. If you're feeling fearful, then I would go to your prayer closet and start praying. If you're feeling anxiousness, I would go and start praying.
And if you don't have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, you need to get one. I'm not afraid because I know I'm going to die before too many years. I'm 68 years old. And I don't know, maybe I'll make it another 20 years or so, but I'm going to die. I've accepted that. And I know that I'm going to be with Jesus, so I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
Now, if you are afraid, that means you don't have that knowledge about Jesus, and you need to get involved with a good Bible-believing church and come to know Jesus.
Yeah, it's wise. It's called wisdom. So, real quick. We have a caller on the line who's a friend of ours, Angel Pastorelli, and she's wasn't with us last week. So I want to get Angel on the line. I know she has a little nugget that the Lord gave to her. Angel, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, sister and brother. How are y'all today?
It's good to hear your voice. You have 1 minute, so give us what you got.
Okay. What I'm chewing on right now, Isaiah 61:18 declares, violence shall no longer be heard in your land, neither wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, we come in the power of agreement, lifting up America, and we call the walls of America salvation, and we call our gates praise, and we declare and decree that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we declare and decree, America, that you have absolutely no king but Jesus.
Hold that prayer, my friend, and come right back. Hold that prayer, and we'll come right back.
The government is out of control. They're taking freedom.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
Thomas Paine once said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it." It's time we all become the Thomas Paines of our generation. Join me, Bill Juno, on my new show, Let Freedom Ring, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Hit the box.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Thursday afternoon for our fifth season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball throughout the season, live at world-famous R&O's Restaurant in historic Bucktown from 1 to 2 p.m.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right, welcome back. This is Huck.
Who did you gave?
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Angel, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, we had to cut you off in the middle of that prayer. You have 30 seconds. Let's finish up and let's move on to our next caller.
Oh, wow. Okay, I thought I was done. Well, Father, yes. I said, who can do our minute nugget? My bad. Well, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity to gather together to believe your word, God. We call our walls salvation and our gates praise. And we want every person on planet Earth, especially in America, to praise your holy name and to declare, Jesus, that you alone are our Lord. We want every eye to behold your glory. We believe that you are pouring your glory out, your spirit out upon all flesh. And we are expecting and anticipating a mighty move of your Holy Spirit for revival to this nation. And we're excited. We thank you that we're Christians and we know you. But we want all sisters and brothers to know you the way we do. I thank you for my sister and my brother. May you bless and prosper this
thank
show
you, Angel.
And all they do.
The Lord bless Jesus. You, my friend. You know I can't cut off the Lord like that. I have to bring him back.
Yeah.
All right. The Lord bless you. We'll see you next week. We have a caller that we had 2 weeks ago. His name is Selwyn Duke.
And actually, we won't see her next week.
That's
next
right.
Next week, we're going to be away.
Okay, so it won't be next week, but the following week.
Yeah.
Selwyn Duke, are you on the phone, sir?
Yes, I am. How are you, Martha?
I'm doing well.
Great.
Good to hear your voice, sir. You know, this is an open mic, but we're going to give you time. We had a great conversation about morality 2 weeks ago, and I'd like to pick up where we left off.
Yeah. Dave, by the way, I heard what you said about age, and I wouldn't think twice about it. You know why? You know what they say?
What's
they
that?
Say 68 is the new 67.
Right. Well, my mom just turned 93, so, you know, I figure I'll hang in there for a while.
I got some time, Ben. That's wonderful.
That's a line of mine I use sometimes.
Yep.
All right. So, talk to us, Selwyn.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I don't remember everything we touched on last time because I've been talking about this issue on a lot of radio shows, but obviously we're experiencing a moral crisis in this country.
Amen.
People who are somewhat aware, they look around us and they realize that when they see all manner and form of perversion being rubber stamped, when they see boys who think they're girls and a lot of people who think that's okay and who want to pander to that mindset, so on and so forth. But as I know I pointed out last time, okay, we understand that there is a problem in this country of demoralization. Now, I mean that in the sense of the undermining of the morals of a nation. That's actually a term that Yuri Bezmenov used. He was a Soviet defector who came to the West around 1970, and he was talking back then when he was interviewed in the 80s about how the Marxists would affect subversion in target countries.
Mm.
And he said it was a four-step process, and the first step was demoralization. You undermine the morals of the target nation so as to make it ripe for Marxist revolution or any type of revolution.
Sounds like we're there.
If people are morally weak, they're easy prey for anything and everything. You know, as Emile Kamert said, he was a Belgian playwright, Martha and Dave, he said, when people cease to believe in God, it's not that they start to believe in nothing. It's that they'll believe in anything.
Yeah.
And that's the
truth,
and we see that today. But what I said last week also, and this is very important, or last time we spoke, is, okay, everyone talks about this. We've got this moral crisis. So what is the solution, though? Well, the solution to demoralization is moralization. You improve the morality of the nation, but how do you do that? Well, you can define it very simply, and this is nothing new. This is just age-old wisdom that I'm framing in a different way. If morality came in a jar, what would be on the ingredients label? Well, virtues would be. The virtues started to be defined thousands of years ago by Aristotle, then later on by early Christians and later Christians, and virtues are things like charity, chastity, diligence, hope, faith, love, kindness, courage. There are so many of them. Now, it's important to understand this because then everything becomes clear. You want to raise a child? How do you try to create a good person, a saint of the future? Well, you model virtue for that child, and you inculcate him with virtue. How do you become better yourself? You try to cultivate virtue in yourself. If you're devising a school curriculum, what should be the stuff of it? Well, whatever you have there has to reflect virtue. So what that means is you look at critical race theory, that goes right out the window. You look at most of the things we've been teaching for so many decades, they go right out the window. And you understand what should be there instead. So once you understand this, everything becomes clear. And I like to analogize things. I say to people, well, it's as when you want to teach a child tennis. What do? You have to understand the principles of proper tennis, then apply them. The virtues, you might say, are the principles of morality. So all you have to do is apply them. And this is so, so important because as morality goes, so goes the fate of a nation. John Adams, our second president, said in 1798, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other.
Absolutely.
He didn't say, oh, doesn't matter what the people are like. Just you have the Constitution, you have these governmental structures. That's it. No. What we call democracy, and we have a republic, of course, is not the cure. It's something suited for people who've already had the cure. And the cure is being a moral and virtuous people. And, of course, you're not going to be that unless you recognize God. That's mm-hmm. another factor.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, you know, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds here, Martha and
yeah,
Dave,
yeah, that's right.
As far as the philosophy goes. But the bottom line is that atheism correlates with the idea that everything is relative, that there is no right and wrong. Okay, people don't understand that. And relativism, moral relativism, and that's the idea that what we call right and wrong are determined by the time, the place, and the people has swept Western civilization. I said many years ago, and I've had this theme throughout my writings, anyone who's read me for years knows that I talk about it frequently. They probably read me and sometimes say, oh, this Duke guy is talking about relativism again. He's hung up. But no, I talk about it for a good reason, because it has swept our civilization. It is the characteristic philosophical disease of our time. And some years ago, I came across a study that vindicated that assessment. Not that I needed vindication. I knew it was true. But it was in 2002 by the Barna Group Research Company. They studied this matter. And you know what they found? In 2002, even back then, only 6% of teenagers believed in truth, which is absolute by definition. And among so-called born-again teens, get this, the percentage was only 9%. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is they may claim to be born again, but they've completely missed the point. Because Jesus did not say, I am a way, a truth, and a life.
All right, Selwyn, hold that thought. We have 30 seconds. We're going to take a hard break and bring you right back. Thank you so much. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Celebrate the comeback of Satchmo Summerfest presented by Chevron July 31st through August 1st at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Purchase tickets and learn more about New Orleans' only festival dedicated to the great Louis Armstrong online at www.fqfi.org. Satchmo Summerfest is produced by French Quarter Festivals Incorporated.
Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Over 500 people are hospitalized in Louisiana with COVID for the first time since March 10th. LSU Health's Report infectious disease specialist Dr. John Van Cherry says this new surge is driven by the Delta variant. And while available vaccines do offer a lot of protection against the variant, they aren't perfect.
Are you likely to end up very sick, that is, hospitalized? No, not likely. Again, it's possible. Risk is never going to be zero.
1,500 new positive COVID cases were reported today. The state fire marshal is investigating a tragic fire that claimed the life of a child and left a woman badly burned in the Franklin community of Centerville. Marshal spokesperson Ashley Rodrigue describes what responders found when they arrived at the mobile home Tuesday night.
Firefighters located a woman and a five-year-old boy who were badly burned. Both of them were transported to area hospitals where, unfortunately, that child was pronounced dead and the woman remains in critical condition.
49-year-old Derwin Hamilton is charged with second-degree murder and attempted second-degree murder. LRN.
This is a big deal. Now at healthcare.gov, millions more people can't afford health coverage. Due to the COVID relief law, 4 out of 5 customers can get a plan for under $10 a month with financial help. From doctor visits to preventive services to prescription drugs, these are quality plans. You can do this. You can have coverage as soon as August 1st if you sign up now at healthcare.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon.
There are times you don't realize how much you need something until you really need it. Because you never know when severe weather will happen, you want to make sure you're prepared. That's why it's so important to make a home inventory list. A simple video inventory helps you keep track of items in your home and makes filing an insurance claim a lot easier. Start your list now so when you need it, you'll have it. Log on to ldi.la.gov or call us at 800-259-5300.
Chicken, chicken, chicken! Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist. And that Louisiana is a racist state and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond. Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. I have Selwyn Duke on the line. He's written for The New American for more than a decade. He also has written for The Hill, The Observer, The American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications. In addition, he has contributed to college textbooks published by Gale, is it Cengage Learning?
Cengage
Learning, has appeared on television, is a frequent guest on radio. We are blessed to have you here.
And so, I just want to throw in a little something, Selwyn, if you don't mind. I got in a discussion with somebody on Facebook recently, and he claims he's a moral atheist. And I said, there's no such thing. You need to define your morality. He says, well, it's whatever is good for the most people. Stalin thought that what he was doing was good for the most people. Mao thought that what he was doing was good for the most people. But I would beg to differ, because I have an absolute standard. They were just making up their own standards.
Right. Well, ultimately, the question is this. Who or what determines what we call right and wrong? There are only two possibilities, either man does or something outside of man does, yep. Namely God. Now, again, I don't want to get too deeply into the philosophy because you tend to lose people, but I put it in simple terms. Before the break, we were talking about moral relativism, how it's just swept Western civilization. And I mentioned that study that showed that only 9% of so-called born-again teens in 2002 believe that morality was absolute. So that means that we have people, massive numbers, sitting church pews right now who don't even understand one of the basic tenets of their Christian faith. As I was saying before the break, Jesus did not say, I am a way, a truth, and a life, and, well, it's whatever works for you, man. No, he didn't say that. I am the way, the truth, and the life, the, because it's singular. And anyone who would entertain relativism, I would say to him, okay, well, I actually know someone, was close to someone, who knew a man who said to him, well, murder's not wrong, it's just that society says it is. Well, that is a classic relativist sentiment. Now, how would you argue with that person? If you're an atheist, you can't argue with him when he says it's just that society says that murder is wrong, because under your worldview, society is all there is to say anything. I mean, this is the old idea. It dates back to ancient Greece. Protagoras, the so-called philosopher, he said, quote, man is the measure of all things. It's a very old mistake. And this idea of relativism, I have to tell you, I know it sounds a little stodgy, like something out of a philosophy class, but this is right out of the bowels of hell. It really is, because if you can convince people that everything is relative, then guess what? You've set the stage for great evil to occur. Rape, kill, steal, why not? Who's to say it's wrong? Just society, right? Then everything ultimately then boils down to what occultist Aleister Crowley said. He was once called the wickedest man who ever lived. He said, quote, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Mm-hmm. When you go down that relativistic road, that's what you're embracing, whether you understand it or not. And that way lies madness. And I am telling you, as sure as night follows day, we cannot have a free and prosperous society if we're going to embrace relativism and we don't get back to virtue. The founding fathers of our country talked about virtue a lot because they understood the connection between it and freedom. You cannot MAGA unless you MAMA, as I say. What does that mean? Well, you can't make America great again unless you make America moral again. Ben Franklin said it himself, and stop me if I'm going on too long. He said, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become more corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Yeah. Don't talk about freedom. Talk about virtue. Talk about morality, and the freedom takes care of itself. Look, what is the big deal about wanting freedom? A toddler wants freedom, too. So does a tiger in a zoo. But neither creature can negotiate what we call civilization all by himself, unfettered, without hurting himself and or others. So whether you like it or not, We have to make ourselves worthy of freedom. This is like when you raise a child. You've got to watch a little child at all times, right? A toddler.
That's
You've
right.
got to be his nanny. You've got to be his big brother. You've got to be his nanny state. But if you mold him properly, if you inculcate him with virtue, he can start to control himself from within more and more as he ages. And then you can incrementally afford him more and more freedom. And if you do your job right, then when he's an adult, he can go off on his own and negotiate this world very successfully and use his free will given to him by God in the correct way.
Yep.
But if you don't do that, what happens? Well, he becomes an overgrown barbarian, and then maybe he ends up in prison. And he still has to be controlled from the outside. So this all comes down to morality. What I just articulated is a metaphor for civilization. Right now, we're like a toddler civilization. We've got to become a truly adult civilization that's worthy of freedom. It's very, very important. Edmund Burke, the Anglo-Irish philosopher, said, "It is ordained in the eternal constitution of things that men of intemperate minds cannot be free. Their passions forge their fetters." So, if you want to chime in, go ahead. It's your show, not mine.
No, don't we're listening. Dominate. I like to give an open mic to people so that our listeners can truly understand without interrupting our guest callers.
I want to bring out something that I used to tell my students. I'm a retired school teacher. High school.
Oh.
And so I would tell the students, anytime somebody tells you there's no such thing as absolute truth, ask them, is that absolutely true?
Yes, absolutely. Because if you say that there's no such thing as absolute truth, or there are no absolutes, that itself is an absolute statement.
Right.
Remember
right.
that. So it's really self-refuting, and any relativistic philosophy is self-refuting. Because, after all, if you're going to say, and this is what they have been doing for a long time, the pseudo-elites in our society, well, we want to get kids to be more tolerant. So what we're going to do then is we're going to tell them there are no absolutes. No culture is really better than any other. But the problem then is that if no values are better than any others, how could tolerance be better than intolerance?
Exactly.
So it's self-refuting. It collapses upon itself. It's baby philosophy, to be honest with you, and it's got to go. Now, something else that has to go from our culture, and unfortunately conservatives in particular are guilty of this, is, and I wrote about this in the Acceptance Con, Martha, I think you took a look at that essay, is we have lost control of the culture.
Yeah.
And that is why we're seeing what's happening all around us. Now, why has that happened? Well, let me tell you a quick little story. I was in upstate New York years ago. And by the way, just so you know, because I know when you think of New York, you think of the Big Apple, the concrete jungle. Most of New York is rural.
Yep.
Upstate New York basically votes Republican. Rural areas in New York are very much like rural areas in Louisiana. So if you want to understand the divide we see in our country, this culture war that's going closer to a civil war, understand it's not North versus South as much as it is rural versus urban. Okay, but anyway, or the coastal areas versus the inland areas, because the big cities tend to be around the coast and they tend to be very liberal. But I was talking to this fellow up there. He was a judge in upstate New York. I would meet him at a small church. He was not a lawyer, by the way. In upstate New York, you can be a judge without being a lawyer, actually. Ex-Marine, very good man, solid conservative, solid moral foundation. But we got to talking about the culture war, and I was emphasizing the importance of it. And he said to me rather emphatically, well, I don't want to fight any culture war. Well, guess what? If you don't want to fight the culture war, don't even waste your time voting, because ultimately you're going to lose the political realm too. Because
well, thank you, Selwyn, for this. I appreciate this open mic time with you. I appreciate all your wisdom.
And we hope you'll call in again in the future. We do need to get to some other calls, though.
Yes, we do, and we appreciate you so much. Can you real quick plug yourself? Where can our listeners go to find you?
Yeah, sure. They can go to selwynduke.com. That's my website. I'm published at The New American, at American Thinker. They can find me on Gab, the social media network, on Parler, MeWe, even Facebook still.
Thank you, Selwyn. We appreciate you. We're, real quick, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. I have Sharon on the line, Sharon Boland with Sharon Boland Ministries. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being patient. I appreciate you, my dear friend.
Hey, Martha, good to be with you.
Yes, Sharon. Thank you so much. So next week, I will be out of town, and my friend Sharon Bolin from Sharon Bolin Ministries out of Dallas will be taking over, and she wanted to come in and plug what we're going to be doing. So
wonderful. Well, hello to all you wonderful New Orleans listeners. And those of you that know about our ministry, you know, we ministered for over 10 years in NOLA, and we've seen God do tremendous things, citywide and regional prayer gatherings, and really working with the conservatives to get our nation to come back to God. So I'm really looking forward to it. And then, of course, I'll be coming in town next Friday. We'll be holding a gathering at the Pontchartrain Center. That's Friday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. It's open to the public, but you need to register for a free ticket. And you can go to our website at SharonBolin.com. That's Bolin, B-O-L-A-N, SharonBolin.com. Get your free ticket today. We'll be ministering, and we'll have a time of worship, prayer for the nation. So come and bring your family, your friends, your children. We're going to be encouraging everybody that as we unite together, we're going to see our nation turn around and come back to God.
All right, Sharon, do you have a word for us? If you would like to hold real quick, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, New Orleans mayoral candidate Matthew Hill joins us. We'll talk to Chris Holton of the Center for Security Policy. Father Joseph Noonan will check in of Corpus Christi Church in Lubbock, Texas. And we'll wrap up the week with Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 a.m. Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give, talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
All right, welcome back to Liberty of Lockdown. I am Huck.
And Dave.
Sharon Bolin. We have Sharon Bolin on the line, and She's going to be here from Dallas on July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Pontchartrain Center. Is that correct, Sharon?
That's correct. Looking forward to seeing all the saints in New Orleans, and we're going to gather together, pray for the nation. We'll be ministering to you, so come and bring your friends, your family, your children. Really got to pray for this next generation. And then, Martha, I'm so excited to guest host next Thursday afternoon. So thank you so much for the opportunity, and I hope that all of your listeners will tune in next Thursday afternoon.
So real quick, I want to give you my listeners, our listeners, a little bit about you. I met Sharon about 10 years ago, and I was actually driving down the interstate when she was on the radio. So she's been here in New Orleans for over 10 years. And I've had the pleasure of growing under her and her father, just a lot of biblical, sound biblical knowledge and wisdom. And Sharon flows in the gift of healing, and the Spirit of God really shows up in the ministry when you attend these events, when you attend these prayer events, these prayer gatherings. Expect to be touched mightily by the Lord. There is not a single time that I have gone to one of these events that I was not massively touched by God. And he just changes you. The Spirit of the Lord actually just changes you. So if you need healing, if you are depressed or oppressed, angry, bitter, if you need some chains broken off of you, whatever you're battling, this is the place that you want to be. You want to go sit in the presence of the Lord. You want to be in this ministry. This is an opportunity for you to actually, being raised as a Catholic, I never knew the power of the Holy Spirit. And through Sharon Boland's ministry and her father's ministry, I learned the power of the Holy Spirit. So again, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Pontchartrain Center.
Be there.
Yes, and I'm looking forward to it. Again, Martha, I know that a lot of people that have come, especially New Orleans, I want to just make sure everybody knows I'm from Dallas, Texas, but I've been in New Orleans for 10 years ministering. But we do see a lot of miracles at the services, and I want you to come, especially those of you that have addictions and you're struggling with fear and depression, anxiety. I want you to come. God's going to touch you. And also, real quickly, my father, I was raised in a family that my ancestry from India, and my father got saved at 11 years old reading a tract printed in the United States of America, and it changed the entire generation. It has now impacted me. It's impacted my daughter. It's going to continue. And America is responsible for that because America sowed the gospel to a third world country. And so I have a great love for this land. I was raised to love God and country, and I'm standing up for as the former guest was talking about, the morale, that we need to come back and have our morals intact again, like our founding fathers' belief on the Bible and prayer. We need to come back to that. And how do we have a meter for morality? How do we know what the absolutes are? It's found in the Bible. That's what our nation was founded upon, the Word of God and prayer. And when we come back to that, that's when we're going to see a revolution. That's when we're going to see a revival. That's when we're going to see an awakening. So I am just one of many voices. As I love the conservative movement. We've done some things with President Trump, and it's been awesome. But I am looking forward right now to what God is going to do next in our land. So we need to gather together and really unite against the evil forces. And we need to pray like we've never prayed before. So I want to encourage all of y'all listening to join us again July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Pontchartrain Center. Go to my website for a free ticket, Sharon Boland, BOLAN.com.
Thank you, Sharon. We appreciate you, and we're looking forward to you next week. The Lord bless you. All right, we're going to take real quick. We're going to take Matthew, a caller. Matthew, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Matthew, you are a champion. I want to tell you, you have the patience of a saint. Thank you so much. What do you have for us?
Well, my wife busted into my, I guess you would call it, my study, my storage room, where I hang out on gab. In the evening when we're going to sleep, and she said, there's 1,500 positive cases! They're going to slap ass back on us! And just now I heard there's 500 cases in the hospital on Louisiana Radio Network News.
The fake news lion network.
Yeah, the
pumping up fear.
Fox, right, this is Fox 8. And so I told her, you know, stop worrying about it, and no, masks don't do any good. I guess they, if they want to do something stupid, they can.
Just prepare ourselves. I'm thinking we're going back to a lockdown the way they're acting. They're trying to plan us to go backwards again. I can feel it.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your call. I appreciate you. And we have another caller on the line right now. Mark. Mark, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
You have an echo, Mark. You're going to have to turn your radio down.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but I can hear myself. Can you turn the radio down?
I don't have any radio here on my end.
All right, well, you're going to have to call back. Thank you so much, Mark. Too much of an echo.
Hello.
All right, Dave. What do we have? You can release him off the call. Thank you so much.
Oh. Well, he's gone.
Sorry, Mark, but you had an echo, my friend, so you'll have to call back without the echo.
Okay. Well, we were waiting for a call from our friend Vincent Milligan, who's running for city council. So anyway, look up Vincent Milligan on Facebook. He's looking to get elected to the city council from the French Quarter.
All right, that sounds good. Is Mark on the call again?
No, we have Cajun Buccaneer.
All right, Cajun Buccaneer, you have 30 seconds, my friend.
Hey, listen, now's all of us to pick up our phones and call our state and senators and representatives and demand a veto session.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why can't they show up to work, brothers and sisters?
Thank you.
Snake Eyes Edwards is trying to work with Joe Biden Mafia White House to kill us all. Just wake up now, please.
That's right. We do need an override session. So what's going on here? Can hear myself again. We do need an override session. So what Buccaneer was saying, Cajun Buccaneer was saying, call your state representatives and your senators ASAP today. I think they were going to determine whether or not we were going to have an override today. What I read was is that they send out these cards to all of the representatives and the senators, and they have to reply to it if they don't want to have it. But if they don't send the card back, then that means that they agree in having the override. And actually, they're supposed to have the override.
Yeah, it's automatic.
It's automatic, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think we find that out today, the number of representatives and senators that either sent their card back or did not send their card back. And we had a lot of boots on the ground with the Louisiana Federation of Republican Women and the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans, and just a lot of people, citizens, calling our representatives. And it looks like you guys did a great job, so let's hang in there and see whether or not we're going to have that override. We need that override because he vetoed discrimination bill, yeah, where women, you know, have to run against men, the biological men.
Yeah, in athletic events.
This is insane. So, all right. Well, real quick, I was reading something. We only have about a minute or two left. There's a doctor by the name of Al Gore. Dr. Peter McCullough, McCullough. I'm sorry if I messed that
up. Sounds like McCullough.
McCullough, yeah. You can go to Al Gore blog. He's a whistleblower inside the CDC. We have 56 seconds. CDC claims injections have already killed 50,000 Americans. So he's a whistleblower. He says good doctors are doing the unthinkable things. They appear to be under a spell. You can go to leolthmann.com. And you can read more about that. We'll be talking about it. We're going to get this doctor on in a couple of weeks, Dr. Peter McCullough. This is Liberty or a Lockdown. I'm Huck.
And Dave.
And we greatly appreciate our listeners. Stay tuned to next week where Sharon Bolin Ministries will be here hosting Liberty or Lockdown for us. Thank you, and the Lord bless you.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor.